For customers who may have trouble paying for all of that and they're working with reduced budgets, how can they afford to do DR and BC?
Robin, there's an often used saying of how can a customer not afford to do DR and business continuance, similar to how can a client afford not to be insured? Well, the reality is often different. For example, some companies are using some form or derivative of self-insured. They may be doing a similar approach with their disaster recovery. In other words, they've conducted some level of business impact analysis, looking at their business to determine that it's cheaper for them to replace, to revert to a degraded mode for some period of time. However, it all comes back to the value of the business, the value of the information, and the impact. What's it going to cause in disruption to the people, their customers, their partners? What impact would applicable threats pose to the business? And then, in turn, what is the impact of the business from a likely event? And then a corresponding level of defense to that protection. If your business is really going to be impacted at the risk of being put out of business, and your objective is to stay in business, then you're going to have to find a way to, as a cost of doing business, to protect your data. It's just a part of doing business. So again, it really comes back down to that business impact analysis, and can you afford not to have that recovery? What will the cost of downtime be? What will the cost of disruption be?